The huntress moved through the chamber, clad in a stolen crimson gown and someone else's skin. Her name, for the last 2 hours, had been Callista Larhaven. This was even confirmed by the numeric identity code tattooed onto the flesh of her right wrist. The true Callista Larhaven, the original owner of both the name and the exquisite dress, was now folded with graceless, boneless ease into a thermoventilation shaft. There she lay, silent in death, an unknown martyr to a lost cause. She had her own hopes, dreams, joys, and needs, all of which had ended in the shallow thrust of an envenomed blade. It had taken longer to hide the courtesan's body than it had to end her life. The huntress passed a flock of acolyte clerics. They shuffled along the carpeted floor, chanting in heretical murmurs. The first of them bore an incense orb on a corroded chain, the bronze sphere seething with coils of thin, sugary mist. This priest greeted the courtesan by name, and the huntress smiled with the dead whore's lips.
"Do you go to attend upon the master?"
The huntress answered with wicked eyes and an indulgent smile.
"I wish you well, Callista. Go in peace."
The huntress offered a graceful curtsy, subtly submissive, moving on as one born to a life of giving pleasure. The true Callista had moved this way. The huntress had watched it, gauged it, captured the essence of it, all in a handful of heartbeats. As she walked away, she felt the eager eyes of the whispering priests following her movements. She exaggerated the swing of her hips, favoring them with a last glance over her bare shoulder. She read the hunger in their dark eyes, and much better, the idiotic conviction. Let them go about their business without knowing the truth, that the girl they desired was already dead, packed into a tube close to the thermal exchange processes elsewhere in the palace. The heat would accelerate the process of decay, so the true Callista would become a quick victim to the bacteria that always laid claim to a human body in the hours after it drew its last breath. But the huntress was unconcerned. She would be gone by the time any discoveries were made. Her duty done, and her escape a source of infinite grief for the people of this worthless planet. Before she had become Callista Larhaven, the huntress had worn the skin of a nameless maidservant for almost an hour, using the shape to reach the lower levels and move through the slave tunnels. Before that, she'd been a trader in the palace's vast courtyards, licensed to sell holy relics to pilgrims. And before that, a pilgrim herself, wearing the ragged clothes of a vagabond, a wandering beggar in search of spiritual enlightenment. The huntress had been on the world of Taurius Secundus for a single day and a single night. Even as she drew close to completing her mission, she lamented the time spent so far. She was above this assignment. She knew it. Her sisters knew it. And her superiors knew it. This was punishment. A punishment for the failures of the past. Undeserved, perhaps. Yet, duty was duty. She had to obey. She moved on through the palace, passing chanting acolytes, scurrying clerks, and raucous packs of intoxicated nobles. The halls were growing busy as noon approached, for with the coming of noon came the high priest's long-awaited speech. The woman, who was not Callista, blended into the crowds, passing with smiles and feminine curtsies. Her irritation never showed on lips of rose red, nor in eyes of ice blue. The fact remained, though, this skin would not get her to the high priest's side at the right moment. Time was a vicious factor. If killing him was the only goal, he would be dead from a sniper's kiss already, long before taking to the podiums later today and addressing the people of the city. But no. His death had to be choreographed along exact lines, played out like a performance for all to see. The Huntress sensed she was reaching the end of this skin's lifespan. Already the chambers through which she moved were the domains of the chosen elite, with clothing becoming increasingly ostentatious and more expensive. The apparent courtesan graced her way through the carnival of colors, her stolen eyes flicking in predatory need. Noblewoman to noblewoman, priestess to priestess, courtesan to courtesan. None of them suited. None would allow her to finish what she had begun. She needed another skin, and soon.